Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, into some overdrive here in the second radio broadcast of the new year, 2014. Larry in Michigan, moving quick now. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Okay. How you doing, Alex?
I'm all right, brother.
I want to talk about a situation that had happened to me in September 2nd of 2012 to start it off. And it as I was coming home from church one day, on that Sunday, I was going from one expressway to the other on a curb. It's I-696 and M5.
Okay, so what happened to you?
Well, as I was going around this curb, I noticed two minivans. One is a white one, one was a red one. And I noticed that there was a small person standing in front of the back of the white one, and it was covering up the plate, the license plate. Couldn't see what it was.
Yeah, well, I'll just tell you, this is the spy rollout of the citizen spies is done under surveys now. A lot of times with cops backing them up, and it's just hellish, but go ahead.
Okay, so there's this red one in front of that white one, and you couldn't, you know, they couldn't see that plate because it was covered up by the red, the white.
Okay, so tell us what happened.
Well, as I came along there, this hand came out with a .357, and it was pointing right at me. And I just floored it to get by him. So there's a lot of stuff in between, and I really don't want to talk about this too much, but this is the only thing.
Well, there are a lot of gang initiations and stuff going on, too. Where, you know, Michigan, as you know, is a great state, great people, but it's breaking down right now. And there's all sorts of stuff happening where people point guns at each other, and there's a lot of stuff going on. But they may have been planning to rob you, or did you, did you see what people look like?
They just saw the hand come out.
Okay, so what do you think was going on?
Well, I think there was a process either gun jammed or that I was getting scared off.
Well, there's also a lot of idiot punks out there. I've had people point guns at me driving around the road before. Cut somebody off, like pull over, point a gun at you. And I just ignore them and, you know, get away from them. Because, you know, the last thing I want to do is have to get in a gun battle. But a very interesting story, Larry. I appreciate your call. Drew in Wisconsin. Drew, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
May I first just say what an inspiration hero you are?
Thank you, brother. We got about a minute. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I need some advice from you. I'm a freshman in college here in Milwaukee, and back in June of 2013 in Green Bay, Wisconsin, where I used to live, I had a verbal argument with my father, and one of the neighbors called the police. I was outside, and all of a sudden, five police officers started walking up my driveway with shotguns pointed at me. Now, as they approached, I had my hands up in an unthreatening manner, and they yelled at me to get on the ground, and I asked why. At this point, two of them put away their guns and pulled out tasers. And at that point, I had four taser prongs shot into my body.
Yeah, sure. Now, talking to the police, even with your hands up, is a crime. Land of the free, home of the brave, you do what you're told, and they still wanted to jump on you and break your neck. Why not?
They took me down on the pavement after that, and I was arrested for resisting arrest and disorderly conduct, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's total fraud, and then all you do is get you demand a trial, and you show you didn't resist, you bend your hands up, you just ask why, and they want us just to submit and get on the paddy wagon and go to the FEMA camp. That's what this is all about, just like if we instantly ask questions, we're terrorists. And it's the idea that they can kill us. I mean, now they just kill people for no reason, and it's the globalist death squad training. So they're going to try to ruin your life. I mean, the goal is to get you in the system. If they don't think you know what you're doing, they'll do it. I mean, not all police are bad, but their leadership is bad. All right, nightly news tonight with breaking news on the NFL falling apart after they went anti-gun. They can't sell their tickets.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now the second day of January 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Congressman Walter Jones will be joining us to talk about movements to impeach the president, what's happening with the ongoing military operations, and what's happening with our economy and the expanding debt coming up for 30 minutes at the start of the next hour. Medical Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, one of the leading experts on the dangers of the so-called flu vaccine, will be joining us to talk about her intel on what the superbugs are that are claiming so many lives around the country that I know personally in my own family has been bacterial. But then the media says that it is viral, though there are some deadly viruses out there that are attacking the brain. So all of that is coming up. And more today. Driving into the office a few hours ago, it just really hit me that you hear all these people talk about Molon Labe, come and take it in Greek. I guess that's the Greek translated into the Latin. And then, of course, in Texas, when Santa Anna was coming to confiscate the guns, they were up on history. They said Molon Labe, come and take it, and actually fought back in places like Gonzales and San Antonio and other areas when the tyrant Santa Anna tried to confiscate the guns, just like when the tyrant King George, just 50-something years before, had tried to confiscate the firearms in the colonies. The colonists had fought back, and really our country was born out of an establishment's attempt to disarm. There were a lot of other reasons that added to the straws on the camel's back, but the main weight was that, if you really study the history. So we're at that crossroads yet again. And before I get into all of this really important news, I want to show you a photo that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Millions of Americans claim that they won't turn their guns in if they're told to, but all over the United States and California and areas of New York, they've done just that. But here's that headline I mentioned to everybody earlier. Connecticut gun registration photo foreshadows confiscation. And it shows hundreds of people, again, earlier this week, lined up to meet the deadline to register their guns, which in every case in history, they're then confiscated, as this is going on with registered guns now in New York State proper. So that's how this works. And I was thinking to myself, driving in, that, you know, if push came to shove and a big enough tyranny came in to say, turn your guns in, I would turn my guns in except for one thing. I know what it means once they take the guns. Then they take your labor, they take your children, they take your dignity, they take your life. These things run a course like a viral or bacterial infection, like gangrene, like flesh-eating bacteria. And you notice as we go bankrupt, the bureaucrats are only increasing taxes everywhere. You notice as we go bankrupt, the fines, the fees only increase. When on every research analysis you look at, it will only accelerate our total collapse, which Homeland Security is set up for. Like a spider, we've been bitten by socialism, bitten by collectivism, bitten by societal rot. We have been wrapped up now in the red tape, in the bureaucracy, in the police state. But the spider doesn't eat you right away. They only give you enough of a bite to immobilize you at first, to stun you. Then the spider wraps you up and then gives its venom time to dissolve your tissues and slowly kill you. And then right before you die, this is how spiders operate with other insects. This is how arachnids operate with insects. The spider comes over and sucks the juices out of the body, because the spider's venom is its saliva. And so we're all being digested. We're all being softened up while we're still alive. As we go into zombiosis, as the IQs drop, as the cancer rates explode, as the families fall apart, as the society degenerates, as the curse of tyranny spreads, the only people that are quasi-resistant are rural, historically anti-establishment type folks, but they're all watching Dish TV and Direct TV and all the rest of it right now, so they're all eating their white bread and their GMO. They still don't trust the system, but they've been knocked out of the battle. But still, they've got to be targeted as the number one enemy. Just because their ancestors might have resisted tyranny, there's a score to settle that the New World Order has. And that's what we're under now as a society. And we are wrapped up in the web. We are having our tissue, our organs dissolved. And the spider is there, with its mandibles dripping with saliva, preparing to suck us dry as an act of total siege and total war, totally premeditated. And you've got all the sellouts and all the traitors captaining their little ships, leading the other sheep right down a huge whirlpool. And they're too narcissistic and too worldly that work for the system to even care as it all comes down around them. Because they have the cunning to be predators, sub-predators, but they don't have the knowledge to see the trap was designed for them as well. You're going to see America betrayed. You're going to see America brought low. I told you 6 years ago from Bilderberg Intel, when the head of Fiat was at Bilderberg, that it leaked from our sources through Jim Tucker that they were going to have Chrysler bought basically by the Italians for pennies on the dollar, and the multi-billion dollar bailout, $2 billion of it specifically to Chrysler, went to help begin the building of the factories. And we told you that 5-6 years ago, and then you saw the talk of it a year ago, but they said, oh, we're not going to do it now, that's off the table, and now it's official today. Just like we paid $20-plus billion to ship General Motors to Brazil, China, and two Eastern European countries. And just like no matter what we do, we're not going to be allowed to have any jobs. We're under military economic attack. That's not a term I just threw out there to describe this. That's what they call it. We are under total warfare attack, okay? And you have to understand the enemies all brag and say that. Michael Bloomberg, Al Gore, all these people are captains and generals and know their cold-blooded, savage, technocratic mission, and they brag about it. I mean, America said we can never fall. America said liberty can never be defeated. Oh, yes, it could from within by a bunch of PR folks that gave themselves the moral high ground and who lectured us and who trained us in little ways to be compliant with their tyranny, almost like it's American hospitality to do what you're told. And they've now got us domesticated and afraid and begging them to tell us what to do. And they're going to lead us by the hand, ladies and gentlemen, down into that basement. Just like serial killers have done a million times before. And they're going to have their way with us. Because let me tell you something. The party hadn't started yet. Because when that spider plunges its fangs in, not to stun us, but to drink us dry, it's going to take its time. And we're going to feel every bit of it as they take our children, as they hunt down Christians, as they ban homeschooling, as they teach pedophilia in the schools. And so I was thinking today, you know, look at all those folks in Connecticut. Look like a lot of good people lined up there. You tell a lot of veterans, a lot of military types, lined up to register their guns to have them then confiscated. And I thought, when they actually ban them and say they're coming for them, what will I do? And I thought about it, and I said, you know, turn some in, keep some behind. And I said, no, that's just dishonorable. I can't talk like this over all the years and then back down. And I said, plus, if I give the guns up, they only come for everything after that. So I made the realization that they've planned their civil war. We know that. They've planned to push us into a corner. They know enough of us know that we can't back off. We can't run. We're cornered. So we've got to fight. But I realize we better fight in the info war. But what made me feel good about whatever has to happen and to realize that I'll never turn my guns in and that I'm committed, and then I had that feeling of peace and calm, were these two articles I mentioned yesterday. Italian court, this is AFP, overturns pedophile conviction as 11-year-old in love and says 60-year-old man is allowed to grab the child out of the backyard and have sex with them if the child said they liked it in court. Or if the social worker said that. Now, that's pedophilia. And that's why they are teaching 5-year-olds that you can be a boy, girl, or both, and having sexual talks with 5-year-olds in California is to sexualize them and to set the precedent. Because if they can do that, and Jocelyn Elders, remember, said we need the school to help the kids masturbate, it's all about pedophilia. At the core of this is a pedophile network. The spider's brain is basically a satanic pedophile. Got a lot of other evil people working for it, mercenaries and you name it. Here's another one. California laws take effect to teach 5-year-olds how to be transgender. Now, you understand, folks, they want your guns just like a spider, if it was the same size as a man, wouldn't want you to have a sword. It's real simple. want you immobilized in the web. And as soon as they're done getting that web on, they're going to come for us. We don't have a choice. Now, they're going to blow stuff up and blame it on us. So we don't want to do anything offensive. But when they come with the guns, you know what to do.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
There's a reason why the U.S. government is conducting emergency drills simulating the collapse of the U.S. electrical grid.
Northeast Corridor, offline. They're getting prepared.
Will you be prepared when it shuts down?
A massive power outage.
The cyber Pearl Harbor.
The evacuation procedures are working.
The Grid Eraser and Grid Eraser Maximus portable solar generators. Available exclusively at offthegrid.com. The strongest, longest-lasting solar generators. Dollar for dollar, watt for watt, on the market. Double the size and output, but not double the price. Oh yeah, one more thing. You only pay $10 for shipping for the Grid Eraser and Grid Eraser Maximus at offthegrid.com. Actually, shipping is just $10 for any order at offthegrid.com. Before you spend your hard-earned cash on a solar generator, do yourself a favor and check out the Grid Eraser and Grid Eraser Maximus at offthegrid.com. Solar generators with an attitude.
Jones here back live. What I was getting at here is that you realize that even though you just want to go on with your life and you want to adapt to the tyranny and you work as hard as you can to beat it peacefully, they're not going to do that. And then you realize that they're fundamentally bad people and you go to city council meetings here in Austin, and you talk and look at the city council members, and they're a bunch of crooks who know that they're part of a takeover. And then you realize that even down to low level now, these people know what they're doing. And predominantly, they are what you'll call Democrats or liberals. Now, the Republican Party plays along as the opposition and claims they're fighting it. And the Tea Party could take the Republican Party over and reverse this. That's why the Democrats are desperately invoking racial and religious and other forms of division so that people will have the right to, you know, teach a five-year-old how to be a transgender, but you won't have the right to not have foreign banks destroy the economy and leverage the next generation's future. They're not even mortgaging the generation's future. It's happening now, ladies and gentlemen. I've got stacks of news here in front of me where Obamacare supporters are going out. Shock video, customers casually step over dead body in store doorway after he's shot. We're going to be playing that video from New York Daily News coming up. I talked about this some yesterday before this even happened and came out in the news. I talked about how people will just sit there while a citizen's been run over or a cop's been run over and bleeds to death over 45 minutes to an hour. Or someone will be choking in a restaurant and there'll be 100 people in there and no one do the Heimlich. Or a woman's being raped in public and no one helps her. This is happening all the time now, ladies and gentlemen. And that's because they've trained us not to care about each other. You only care by supporting MSNBC and getting rid of free speech and supporting Obama. That's how you show you're trendy and cool and support freedom. Because he got a Peace Prize. It's all the packaging, not the substance. But then meanwhile, when real authoritarianism takes over, you don't care. In fact, they had a study out of a university this year, in, or now it's last year, in Canada that showed environmentalists, people that identify as serious environmentalists, are 6 times more likely to steal. I think it was 8 times more likely to lie. And were way more likely to also use government in retribution. Or that isn't the right word, as a form of retaliation falsely. We covered that and even had the professor on that did the study last year, early 2013. And what I'm getting at is there's these authoritarian criminals who want the moral high ground, and then they'll always tell you they've got to run your life, you've got to pay money when they say, you've got to talk like they want, you've got to control your speech. But then they are wide open and free to act and do whatever they want. And that's what I'm getting at here, is that the bottom is falling out. Obamacare rings in New Year with more mayhem, still more cancellations than enrollments, more hurdles to come. Professor blames Southern white radicals for Obamacare not working. Let me explain something. We're going to get to that video as well. Obamacare is working. It allows the insurance companies to charge whatever they want and make you buy it. And that's why they wrote it. And so the whole thing about the website not working is the excuse for the giant screw job. It's a distraction technique. Period. In the Nigerian email scams, when you give them $5,000 thinking you're going to get $10 million or whatever, they're saying at the time, then they say, oh, sorry, the bank held it up. With bureaucratic red tape, there's been a problem. We just need $10,000, then you'll get $20 million. And the people have already put $5,000 in. They don't want to admit they've been conned. They put $10,000 in. This is literally the Nigerian scam. I've learned how con artists work. I've studied it, ladies and gentlemen. And they're running a classic con on you. Just like you go to the carnival and it's a rigged game, which is, you know, 1 out of 1,000 you can win. And you know, the carnival guy's nice at you at first, and then you are unable to win the game. And then he goes, oh, come on, don't be a wimp in front of your girlfriend. You can do it. And then he's nice again when you miss again. And God, give it to you half off this time. It's the same thing. They just are suckering you. We're going to get into the economy. We're going to get into world events. We're going to get into so much incredible news when we come back. It makes my head spin. The global warming scientists that were going to the Antarctic to document that the Antarctic had melted like Al Gore said it would, are still trapped, last time I checked. We're having record cold temperatures in North America and other parts of the world. But according to Al Gore, that's global warming. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your ProPure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Style, fashion, has been used for 6,000 years on record with the Egyptians and then every other culture that came after them, the Chinese emperors. Same thing with the Europeans, the French. Style was used to control populations, but also to control the elite who would end up buying into it as well, generally by what was known as a priest class or a technocratic class of manipulators. They go by many different names over the thousands of years. You know them, and I know them, in their 1770s manifestation of the Illuminati, because the system always launches its false revolution in the midst of a real revolution to try to co-opt it. The devil launched Adam Weishaupt in 1776, and undoubtedly Providence and our Lord and Savior helped launch George Washington and our ancestors in 1776, and he warned of the Illuminati at that time and as president and before his death in public letters available at the National Archives online Just type in George Washington, the Illuminati. They are unbelievable to read. And so here we are seeing, if you go back thousands of years, the Chinese, they would tell the Chinese emperors, oh, it's so stylish to never leave this house for your safety. It's so stylish to bind your feet so you can't walk and must be carried. It's so stylish to have someone else wipe your hind end. You're too royal. Pretty much all royalty in super empires end up having everything done for them. Their hind ends wiped, everything. The Queen of England has her hind end wiped by the groom of the stool. I'm not joking. I want you to understand how they manipulate these people, even the so-called elites, into an obsessive-compulsive type system where the public and the elite themselves, oh, you're not allowed to feed yourself. You've got to have 2-foot-long fingernails to make you absolutely dependent in a nanny state. And the nanny state, the anti-male, anti-female, anti-human, anti-trailblazer system that's being pushed and sold is so that the globalists themselves, who act like crazed, mad, savage, wild men privately. In fact, it was Bertrand Russell and others that said, publicly we must have the affect of gentlemen and be very easy speaking to the public to soothe them. But behind the scenes, we should be like ravenous wolves crazed with wild man power. And that's what, okay, the globalists are like I am behind the scenes, by the way. I'm nothing compared to some of these people. Okay, I just love liberty, and I am a wild man. Let me tell you, these people are wild. Human sacrifices, you name it, they're into all sorts of stuff. And that takes a lot of craziness to do that. And they do that to hype up their evil. The wars, the torture, the sex slavery, all of it. And they've got all of you walking around with limp wrists thinking that that's what's going to make you successful while these savage beasts are running things. And that's what I'm trying to explain to everybody, ladies and gentlemen, is that we're dealing with some hardcore killers here. And you're going to have to admit it. I want to say something to the ATF and to the FBI and all the different bureaucracies before I get back into the news. There's no doubt a criminal group's running the country. There's no doubt they're bankrupting it by design. There's no doubt the government's funding Al-Qaeda worldwide. There's no doubt it's violating every law you can imagine and persecuting good people and persecuting churches and pro-life groups and targeting the press. There's no doubt we have a horrible case of political cancer that goes a lot deeper than Barack Obama. He's just the surface of the wart. It's got a big, long tail. And we historically know where all of this is going. We historically understand that. And if you ignore this information, you do it at your own peril. Now, I know most people that work for the system know this is tyranny. You do it out of fear now. You want your pension. You're not going to get any pension. When this all goes down, when this is all done, the globalists are going to move on to a new country. They're going to live in high security compounds like the Green Zone and direct their operations from without, and you're going to be screwed. When the autonomous robots and drones and all that rolls out in the next 10 years, this has all been publicly stated. And so the only future we've got, even if you're corrupt, is fighting against this. You don't want this to go into place. And you can deny and say, oh, we're taking the guns for a more civilized society. Only we deserve the guns. You were chosen for your jobs because of psychological tests you were given and because of testing you were given coming up to the federal and corporate ladder. But even if you were chosen because you're on a power trip and chosen because you'll follow orders and chosen because they think you're stupid, you've got to be smart enough to know that you've been absolutely, totally betrayed. You've got to know that. And that's what I'm trying to get across to you right now. Is that we're going to see the destruction of our republic. Look at InfoWars.com and the articles right now. Millions of young Americans refusing to enroll in Obamacare. We're going to get to that later. Anti-communist icon. America no longer leads the world. Former Polish president labels Obama a dangerous disappointment. Fed's preparing for violence, targeting Social Security buildings, spending $58 million for just two Social Security offices. Oh, man, I tell you, I mean, they are gearing up for total collapse. You're not going to get your unemployment, your Social Security, any of it when they're done to cause the meltdown. Understand that. Remember, we told you this over a decade ago. They're all building towards this. The only way they'll get away with it is if we don't explain that they did it on purpose. Thieves are using mystery gadgets to electronically unlock cars and steal what's inside. The great Italian auto bailout, courtesy of U.S. taxpayers. Chrysler moving overseas. That's just some of the news up on Infowars.com. But here's the issue I'm trying to get at, everybody. The system is trying to overthrow reality. And it's a very nasty form of corruption we've got. It's not just like you can work in the system and it's kind of boggy and everything's going to be all right. It's not going to be all right. Because at its core are very twisted, sick people who want the power to carry out criminal activities against good people. Because it's what they like to do. And that's why we have to do whatever it takes to beat these people. And realize, as men, we should have the attitude that we're basically going to have to physically defend ourselves, and it's going to come down to that sooner rather than later. And it's not just a bunch of talk about, well, I'll shoot the UN helmets and Molon Labe and all this. Folks, this is going to become a real deal. Okay, so you better hit the streets right now. You better hit city council right now, the state house right now, D.C. right now, with information warfare to absolutely try to push the enemy back. But in case we can't and they set off nukes and blame it on us or whatever the case is, shoot up a school, a church, a shopping mall, blame it on us, we've got to be ready, folks. And if all you talkers... All you talkers out there, you talk about how you're going to have this war with the New World Order. Let's see what you can do in the information war right now, affecting the future battle space right now, because they're getting the Pentagon tested and lined up in all their big white papers and studies to take on the American South, the American gun owner, the American West, and to target white people, basically, to create a race war in this country and to draw the battle lines in a balkanized system. We need to come together around the Bill of Rights and Constitution as the true culture and expose the culture of division and true race baiting that is the establishment divide and conquer program. But again, I'm going to tell everybody that works for the system something. I know there are good people inside the system. I've been amazed by how many people, quite frankly, on average, there's more people awake in the federal government than there are in the average population because they're there seeing the tyranny. They're there being surveilled illegally. They're there being harassed. They're having their phones listened to. You want to know who the NSA is listening to? It's mainly federal employees and high-level corporate people to keep you on a short leash. And we told you that years ago. That's been leaked now. We had one of the former head guys over a whole program of internal security at the NSA, Wayne Madsen, who's the biggest NSA whistleblower of all time. And he can tell you what they're doing. But there comes a point where you can't be intimidated anymore by this. And just step out of the light, speak out, go public, and that will overwhelm the system and will expose them. But you've got to speak out against it now. Or there's no future. There's no hope. And that's really what it comes down to. Let me just read you some of the headlines here. Feds consider vehicle location tracking in new cars, Infowars.com. It's on the right-hand column of DrudgeReport.com as well. Proposal may lead to more accidents, mileage taxes, and tickets for recorded traffic violations. Yes, it admits that it tracks you via GPS and gives you tickets in the mail. The black boxes are already on all the new cars made in the last 4 years, and they're going to make them retroactively put them on your car during inspection. and it makes 1984 look like a heavenly place. And they always say may. You know, we may move Chrysler to Italy, and then they're already done it. So there you go. There it is out of ABC News as well. Feds may require cars to talk to each other to avoid crashes. See, and the next, it shows that only robot cars are safe. You can still have your car and drive it for now, but you got to pay higher taxes and have extra insurance. I mean, this has all been actuaried out. I remember reading 10, 11 years ago when they were meeting in Chicago, a big globalist confab publicly how to integrate the, quote, smart world. I forget which meeting it was. And they were saying all this, and I'm like, you're going to have boxes that give you taxes by the mile and track everywhere you go, and then they're going to say that humans aren't safe and it's got to be robot cars and we'll have robot cars rolled out for all the commerce, and now it's already here with Google. I mean, please listen to me carefully. You're like, well, that's just the future. We'll just accept it. It's a future grid of enslavement, and then once everything's robot-controlled and we don't even know how to drive cars anymore, and you're told what day of the week you can have meat, that's all been officially announced, and you live in a 250-square-foot coffin building. When that's all in place, they're going to release superplagues. They're already testing superplagues right now that aren't as deadly. But they're going to release the real deal, and they've already said that. Once the digital technocracy grid, master computer grid, the utopia of Zeitgeist is in place, the globalists are going ahead with the next phase of their operation. I can play the Plandopolis videos. They show school kids in England. And you watch it and think it's a surrealist joke. It's not a surrealist joke when they say 60-year-old men can grab your 11-year-old son out of the backyard and rape him. It's love. That's the quote. Or they're teaching 5-year-olds how they're really boys, that they're really little girls, or vice versa. They have to come out with this. They have to go to the next level. They have to throw it in your face and then call you an enemy and a hate monger because you don't accept it. Your kids belong to the state, MSNBC says. And if Jocelyn Elders wants to say, reach down and show the 5-year-old, help them masturbate, well, that's not perverted. That's a loving lady in a general outfit. A weird woman in a general outfit talking about your 5-year-old's genitals. You understand the magnitude of this? A creepy woman in a general outfit openly, and they get off on it when they talk about it. Just like when Obama said he was the head of the UN illegally and was the head of the Security Council, and Kissinger and all these world leaders were there shaking when he did it, and they had tears in their eyes. They had broken America. They had brought in world government. They had committed a huge act of treason, violating Article 1, Section 9, right in front of everyone. They planted the flag. They defiled. These people, I don't know why they get off on it. It's like Satanists get off on defiling Christian symbols. It's just fetish. Their kids are theirs. They're going to do what they want. They're taking over. They're going to let the reactors all leak and blow up and have us all bathe in death because it's a nasty thing to do. They're going to put cancer viruses in all your vaccines because it's a nasty thing to do. They're going to ship General Motors to China and Chrysler to Italy and Ford to Mexico, and they're going to pay your money to do it and laugh at you while they do it. And it's not going to help the Mexicans. They've set that up to hurt them. This is what it is to be in the hands of pure evil that wants to hurt you, that wants to hurt me. They're enemies. I was thinking last night as I went to bed, and I woke up at like 3 a.m. I just thought, they're such enemies. The only thing I fear is not resisting them and them completely winning and having their wicked ways with us. By the way, the morons out on that Enviro ship out there to claim that the Antarctic had melted, who were stuck for 10 days, have been gotten off this morning via helicopter. Some of the other news that's coming up. NFL should be alarmed at 3 of 4 playoff games, including Green Bay's home game, still not sold out. And it's all over the country. Playoffs aren't selling out. A, because we're in a depression. B, because gun owners everywhere that I know This was the last straw. Obama in Monday Night Football intros, anti-gun messages, anti-family messages, women, you know, debauching our minds, our children's minds, every time we turn around during halftime. It's over. It's over for people like the NFL when America implodes. Under 10,000 tickets remain for Sunday's Bengals versus Chargers playoff game. Some Cincinnati Bengal players have made a video urging fans to buy unsold tickets for the weekend's playoff game. How pathetic. How about you urge them to learn the Bill of Rights and Constitution? How about you urge them to try to be healthier? How about you, you urge them to make money for your fat gangster owners. I mean, you want to know where a list of mafia and scum and trashy people, that's the owners of the football franchises. And all of their narcissistic, swollen, twit football players. I mean, I know some of them that are patriots, but the vast majority are just on power trips, just absolutely pathetic, vapid, totally shallow, already dead. I mean, that's it, folks. If you don't have liberty burning in your heart, you're not upset right now, you're a zombie. So that's all coming up as well. We're going to tie it into the latest on Obamacare. And why are they preparing for massive attacks on Social Security facilities? It's all coming up, and new radiation news. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, "Seashores of Old Mexico."
Folks, Earlier, I mentioned George Washington.
I'm gonna go there since they're all.
And his letters on the Illuminati, warning about them in 1795 and other years. There's quite a few of them in the National Archives. There's one of them there on screen. That's letter 194, it looks like, written in the fine hand of our first president and the founder of the U.S. Army, who the U.S. Army now in manuals literally demonizes. Remember that last year? George Washington and other founders would, quote, not be welcome in today's army. That's right, because if you told them that in the year 2013, they would be teaching five-year-olds how to masturbate and wear dresses, they would laugh at you and say that you were joking. If you told George Washington, I read a lot of military histories, folks, from the world. I never read anything like his life. They made a movie really about George Washington. People wouldn't believe it. It's so amazing. But instead, imagine George Washington, if he saw this article on a New York Daily News, customers walk over dead body after Michigan man killed in store doorway. This happened last year, but they just released it in the trial. The woman who's just been convicted shoots him in the back. He falls down in front of everybody. We can roll that video. He falls down. And they all just walk over his body, and the store clerk continues to help and work with the customers and check people out after he's been shot in the back and dies. And that's what I'm talking about. And I put out that video a few days ago where John Bounds on the woman's car on fire. She's standing 2 feet from it. And about 20% of people say, yeah, you shouldn't have told her to get away from the car. It's safe to stand by a burning car. And you shouldn't render aid. And then I saw people claiming to be firefighters saying, yeah, every time we have a car fire, there's people that stop and try to help and flap their jaws. Only we should be dealing with it. Just a bunch of bull. This attitude of only people in uniforms can help anybody. So I guess that's normal. Somebody gets shot and you just walk over their body. Somebody comes in, steps over the body, blood. Because I want my cigarettes, I want my liquor. And that's people in a trance, ladies and gentlemen. That's people who just do not care about anybody but themselves in their own little brains. All right, shifting gears, Congressman Walter Jones is coming on with key intel about the Saudis and 9/11, trying to get the 9/11 documents released. That's big and so much more. Briefly, here's some new radiation news. RT reports plumes of mysterious steam rise from crippled nuclear reactor Fukushima as homeless people are now hired to do the cleanup, and radiation levels increase. And we have this article, U.S. government orders 14 million dosages of potassium iodide for federal workers as the radioactive wave of Fukushima approaches the United States. It's taken over 2 years to get here. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we're almost sold out of the Survival Shield proprietary patient iodine that I use to protect my thyroid and for my family. That has just been so amazing. You've heard the rave reviews. We'll get more of it in a few weeks, but it'll be back ordered soon. If you want to get your orders in, I would do it now to ensure you get it delivered out early next week. I should get the shipping department off today and tomorrow because they work through right up until Christmas to get all the packages out. So they're off right now, but they're going to start shipping Monday. So you're guaranteed to get it shipped out next week early if you order now. Patient Iodine, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Now, we also have the fluoride shield that has the Nation Iodine in it, and it's 2 ounces, not 1 ounce, but five other elements in there, like Shilajit and others that help detoxify the body and protect the thyroid. That's also available at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off.
off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.